This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Cohn.
Yeah.
As the Orioles get ready for the 2025 season, how do you feel about the guys that are on the roster right now?
I like their roster. The only thing for me that...
you can go buck. I like our guys.
I like our guys. I do like the roster. I think there's a lot of mouths to feed, though, and that's going to be the hard part. And what I mean by that is you have a lot of young players, and I don't know that I need to, and with all due respect to Ryan O'Hearn, I'd rather see Kiersted be getting those at-bats, you know? And I'm not telling you O'Hearn's a bad player, but the way this roster is constructed, I'd like to see that more.
You know, when you said Ryan O'Hearn, I was great. I'm thinking to myself, Nolan Rano is not here anymore. Yeah. I don't know why I heard that. Yeah. Well, this is what Mike Elias had to say about the roster.
We're still, on the phones and seeing what happens. I would probably caveat that with, we're here. The group's here. This is a group that we feel is ready to take into the end of the season. And every day that ticks along in spring training, the odds of outside additions kind of tick down. But it's always a possibility.
He started off by saying, "We're still on the phones." Am I right?
Yep.
And he finished up by talking about the roster now.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Elias, the way we've gotten to know Elias. He just said nothing to us.
Well, I think the only, what I heard was they're done in free agency, but they're not done with trades.
Okay.
That's what it sounded like to me.
That's not like they're done, though.
Yeah.
To me, that was a big non-commitment.
Yeah.
That's what that was. I mean, we're still on the phone.
I don't know that there's anything left to sign that you would consider. I mean, there's still players out there, don't get me wrong, but when you look at this roster, it's like, where would they play here? But if you honestly took a look at the roster and some of the farm pieces, you could sit here and go, well, I could see them moving those two guys and that farm piece for this player.
And it goes back to what you said, and I guess supporting what you said, a lot of mouths to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only way I can add something is if I give something away also. I can't just start bringing guys in because I already have a log jam. So now I have to use my access.
Yeah.
To create some my surplus, to create some different moves for myself for some actual needs.
So let me ask you a couple different things. Do you think Basayo's up this year?
Yes.
So that means a decision's made there at catcher, and then also a decision's going to be made at DH at that point, too. Do you think they want to see Kiersted play a lot?
Yes.
So then that means maybe there's a platoon with Tyler O'Neill that we're not thinking about, and it's just lefty-righty. Like, hey, you're playing against lefties, you're playing against righties. I don't assume that Tyler O'Neill's only going to hit against lefties, that he would DH in there, but there would also be that ability. Or he's in the outfield and Kiersted's DHing. I think Kobe Mayo has to start on the minor league roster.
Which is a shame.
There's just not a spot for him with the way that this roster's constructed.
Unless.
There's a trade.
In spring training.
Yeah.
What do you think the likelihood is of a spring training trade?
I mean, I still think something's going down. The Padres just basically... I don't know if they're bluffing, but they said, hey, we're just going to go into the season with Michael King and Dylan Cease, where the Red Sox were kicking the tires on it, so were the Orioles. But what they're asking for is just way too much for 1 year of Dylan Cease or even for Mike King. But I think something happens, if not in spring training, early in the season.
So this is before May?
I think it has to, man. I just don't... when I look at Kobe Mayo, there's nothing wrong with sending him to the minors, except look at his age and he needs to hit this level.
Yeah, he does.
You need to see if this dog can hunt, man.
900 plus OPS. Come on.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, there's just nothing left to prove there. And that's what I'm saying about the tough decisions they have to make, because you're a competitive team, so you can't just forego what you're trying to do now to see if this young guy can play, but you have to mix it in somehow, some way.
Right. You do.
And DH is the easiest thing to throw a guy into where he doesn't have to play the field and get him some at-bats, But you got a lot of DHs on this team.
You do. You do. You have a lot of DHs without having a DH. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got guys who can legitimately play the
Sanchez,
field.
Sanchez, O'Hearn, Kierstead.
You just put them at DH.
I mean, you put Kobe Mayo there. If Basayo gets caught up, he's there. Gary Sanchez is another guy. Yeah. Like, you know, you could see any of these guys DH. And depending, and look, I'm sure Hyde's going to have some lefty-righty matchups depending on who's pitching.
You know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just analytically speaking, that's going to happen all the time.
What do you think they'll trade for, though? Are they trading? I'm thinking pitching.
Yeah.
Because they don't need, they have a surplus of position players. So you don't trade a position player for a position player. A position player has to go for a pitcher.
Yeah. You do realize, too, like, if they're trading for a starting pitcher, that's going to be somebody of significance.
Yeah.
And on top of that, so you're adding that to the already group with Grayson and Eflin. If it happens, I mean, there's some people out there, like, oh, it's not going to happen. Okay. But then you also get Kyle Bradish back at the middle of the season. Like, that, this could be something where all of a sudden everybody's like, we didn't do anything. And it's like, oh, look at what we have now.
Yeah.
I mean, really think that could happen. But
are you okay if they trade for a rental pitcher?
I am, but it, like, I trust they're not going to give up anything of substance, though.
I don't want a rental. I want a guy that has at least another year on after this year. I want a Zach Eflin.
If the rental is Dylan Cease, I'm okay with it as long as Kobe Mayo, Basayo, Kierstead isn't in that trade. Because I don't think you should be giving up something like that. You can still give up a player that's ready to play now. Like,
right.
We all think something's going to happen with Cedric Mullins at some point. And look, I've been talking about it for years now that Mountcastle's the one guy it made sense for them to move because he's still under control when the guy can play, but you can get younger or better there at that position through free agency or within your own farm system because you have players that play there.
Let's go to Dundalk and get Donnie. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks morning. For taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to voice my support for Mike Elias and Sig Meidel. You know, they've really kind of come in with this plan. They've never deviated from it. You know, they took us from a team that had zero direction to a team that has a firm, consistent direction, which I'm really happy for. And, you know, I just wanted to touch on a couple points that you guys were making there. And you know, I think that Ryan Mountcastle and Cedric Mullins, I think they should have struck while the iron was hot there. Well, you know, before the team signed the Pete Alonzos and Christian Walkers and things like that. And you know, I think that they have, and I think your point, you were talking about starting pitching. I think that that's the obvious, you know, missing piece right there is that number one or number two starter. But
hey, Donnie, can I stop you for 1 second, Donnie? Just, okay, you said they should have struck while the iron was hot before teams signed, guys. Let me. What if, because teams missed out on Pete Alonso, that creates a greater need now for Ryan Mountcastle?
Yeah, definitely. That could certainly happen. Yeah, I think the teams who missed out on, like, the Ryan Mountcastles and the Cedric Mullins, but they also missed out on Pete Alonzos, they could have that glaring need at first base,
right,
or the DH position. But I think that trading position players for starting pitching is a great idea, but I think that on the other side of the argument there, or the other side of the other team, I think that they realize that starting pitching is certainly a rare commodity, and they have a ton of position players who are ready to come up. The final point I want to say is these guys, you know, I love your show. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. And thanks for repping Baltimore.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Donnie.
Appreciate it. Yeah, look, and he seems honestly like an intelligent fan. And I'm not saying that because I agree with a lot of the things he said, but you do have direction now with Mike Elias.
Yeah,
like, with all due respect to the guys we had in the front office, because I don't think it's their fault. I think it was ownership's fault. You had no direction because their hands were tied. Like, I think Elias knows what he's allowed to do, what he can do, how much money he can spend, but he's also a smart businessman, so he's just not going to go out and throw. It's like getting paid on payday. It's like, oh my God, I got so much money. Why don't I spend it all on Friday? Because you're not going to have money for 2 weeks. You know, like, that type of thing. They're going to have a business model, which they do, and you're going to see how they're working it. And they've been upfront with saying, we don't want to trade Mayo, Basayo,
right,
Holiday.
Right.
We don't. So stop asking for it. And what do teams do every time they
keep
asking? Asking for those guys. You get the same answer.
I thought maybe you had some shots last night and you weren't thinking right, and that's why
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought you had said you had wanted him.